Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, my dad, my granddad, traders from the country. Oh man, trading cars, trading tractors, trading mules and horses and cows and you name it. Trader, an old brother. I mean, a trade could last for weeks. You offer the person a low, low, low price, and then they scoff and holler and carry on. And then you tell them, that's not worth this. You try to convince them it's not worth any more than that. And they try to convince you it sure is worth a whole lot more than that. And then when you get to the place where they won't come down on the price anymore, then you get them to throw something else in. And all the tricks of the trade. And I mean, my granddad and my dad, champion traders, and I'd picked up a lot of, if I knew the Lord had to deal with me eventually, because I did get some amazing deals, but the Lord said, son, you have to care how the other fella comes out too. I thought, wow, really? I have to care that they come out good too in the deal. And you know, one day I know he did this just to help me with this. I was doing business with a brother, and it was an expensive deal. It was a good bit of money involved. And the Lord dealt with me, go back and tell him you want to pay him $10,000 more than what he asked you for that. Really? And I did, and he was on the phone when I told him, and he just quiet. He said, Brother Keith, nobody's ever done that before. And it was a witness to him. But it helped break me from trying to squeeze. It's too quiet in here. You can feel people going. From trying to squeeze the last dollar or penny out of any. You should care about how the other guy is coming out, not just care about money. That's another sermon another day. But the reason I brought it up is because the trading trick is to offer a ridiculously low price and try to convince the person that it's not worth any more than that. But if you're a good trader, you don't let that faze you at all. And if they offer you $2.50 for your cart, you don't go, oh, well, if you say so. You know your car's worth $20,000, $30,000, you're not crazy. Because, well, I'll give you $10 for it right here, right now. I got the cash in my hand. Well, it's a $30,000 car. No. How many say if you got any sense, you don't just take what they offer you and say, well, yeah, but that's what it's worth. That's all it ain't worth a dime more than $10. It's a 2005 such and such. Well, I don't care. It's, you know, the economy and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I got a guy here that will, what's that word again I was looking for? Appraise it. He'll appraise it. And here's the appraisal he signed. He said it ain't worth a dime over $10. Are you a fool? Come on, help me out. Are you a fool? Do you have to take $10 for your car? Well, then why would you have to take somebody's distorted, perverted, ignorant estimation of you just because they said that's what you're worth? Because they cussed you, because they said you're an empty-headed idiot, because they said you're a failure and a mess up and you'll never amount to anything, da-da-da-da-da. That's like telling you that your $100,000 car is worth $10. Do you have to accept it?
No.
Do you have to sell it for that?
No.
Do you ever have to sell it for that?
No.
Is there any reason for you ever consider taking $10 for your $100,000 car? Come on, help me out.
No.
Is there?
No.
No, no, absolutely no, never, never no. So why should you get all upset? You get all bent out of shape and go, yeah, but they told me I was just worth $10. $10. It's all I'm worth is 10. But what are you crying about? Why? What are you crying about? How would they know what you're worth?
That's right. Come on.
What makes them an expert on your value? Why should you take it to heart so much?
Well, yeah, but you hear what they call me? They call me an empty-headed idiot. An idiot? Oh, gross idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I don't think I'm an idiot. Why would they say I'm an idiot? Maybe I am an idiot.
Oh, you're in trouble. The devil will come and he'll get on you. Say, well, why? No wonder they said you're an idiot. They're not the only ones. Why do you think they said you're an idiot? They heard that from somebody else. In fact, everybody around you thinks you're an idiot. They're just too nice to tell you. No, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. And then, oh, the devil's tricky like this. He will deal with people to use that very word and not even know. People that run their mouth all the time don't even know what they're saying. And they'll say it, and you'll hear it at the wrong place in the wrong time. And the devil's going, see there? Confirmation. I told you, everybody thinks you're an idiot. Everybody does. And then if you are not smart, you'll go pile up in the bed and cover your head and go, everybody hates me and I just don't know why. I try to be a good person, but I guess I must be. If everybody thinks I'm an idiot, I guess I'm just an idiot. And you're a slobbering, Kleenex wasting mess. And it's your own fault. Now, it's bad that they said it, and it's bad that they yielded to it, but it's your fault that you let them tell you that your $100,000 car was worth $10, and you believed it. And you're going to sit down and cry about it. What is something really worth, actually worth? I don't care whether you're talking about a pocket knife or a rocket ship. It's worth what somebody will pay for it. That's the bottom line. It's worth what they'll pay. Well, no, it's they only paid so much for it, but it was worth a lot more than that. Not to them, it wasn't. Yeah, but they appraised it for da-da-da-da-da. That doesn't mean a thing. It's only worth what somebody is willing to pay for it. And you see, so this painting that you can't make heads or tails out of, and somebody paid $5 million for it, you say, ain't no way that thing is worth $5 million. Obviously, it was worth it to them. They traded that $5 million for that piece of canvas. It was worth it to them. You can't say it wasn't worth it. Maybe not worth it to you, but it was worth it to them. What determines the value of anything is what someone is willing to pay for it. What was paid for you? Come on, listen to me, saints. The devil has tried to convince you since you were old enough to walk and talk and understand anything that you were dumb, that you're fat, that you're too skinny, that you're too ugly, your eyes are too far apart, they're too close together, your nose is too long, it's too short, it's too flat, it's too narrow, your hair's this, you're that, you're the other. Everything designed to devalue you. In your own eyes, the way you carried yourself, the way you talked. People, and even kids and teenagers saying stupid things. They didn't even know why they said it. It just come across their mind and they just said it and you took it to heart. And you let it scar you and you let it affect you. And the bottom line is it makes you feel less. Less significant. Less important. And if you listen to the devil, he will convince you that you are a waste of space. People would be better off if you weren't even around. You are just a burden and a problem, and you just have nothing to offer, and you're just soaking up and wasting resources. You are basically an empty-headed, worthless, idiot, blankety, blank, blank. But the next time any kind of a measure of that kind of thought comes to you, you get up in the devil's face and you say, well, I want to know if I'm so cheap and worthless, why did God, the creator of the universe, pay the highest price that's ever been paid for anything? For me. I'm not talking about $1 million. I'm not talking about $1 billion. I'm not talking about $1 trillion. The Bible said gold and silver wouldn't buy you. There's not enough gold and silver. There's not enough money in all the planet or in all the planets to buy one human soul. The Bible says the value of it ceases forever. There's not enough money. But there was one thing and one thing only in all time and eternity in the universe that was worth enough to buy human beings. It was and is the precious, spotless blood of the Lamb. Because he had not a human father. And the blood that flowed in his veins had the very Zoe life of the Creator in it. Oh, hallelujah. And he paid every drop of it and gave it for you. And for me to purchase us, to buy us, it shows that our value in His eyes exceeds every planet, every mountain, every ocean, everything that's ever made. We are the apple of His eye. We are the most precious thing God Himself has, is us. Glory to God. So the devil starts telling you you're cheap and you don't amount to anything and you don't matter. Just know he's a liar. Why is he saying it? Because he's the one that is devalued. He's the one, he had a place and he lost it. And he's the one that's on his way to hell, and he resents us. He envies us because we are the very children of the Most High. And we're going to be with God forever and ever. And we're the most precious thing that he has. So no wonder he tries to cuss us and despise us and tries to convince us of these lies. Somebody say, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I won't receive it. I won't let anybody despise me, devalue me. Doesn't matter what they think or what they say. I know what God gave for me. I know how he values me. That gives me my worth. Hallelujah. It's not performance based. It's not accomplishment based. It's price already been paid for. Based. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Stand on your feet, everybody. Glory, glory. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Thank the Master for paying such a price. For valuing you and me like He has. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Close your eyes and pray this out loud after me. Say it out loud, Father God, I worship you. You are my God. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for loving me, creating me. Letting me live, redeeming my life from destruction, from hell. Thank you, Lord. Loving me so much, paying so much for me, causing me to know how you value me. I make myself available and I'll yield to you in this regard. Thank you for using me. Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me